Vesa June's exhibit is Abstraction Revisited, Bible. Constable. Sutento with artworks, appropriately and consecutively, by Kathy Bible, Miles Constable, and Janet Sutento. Together they offer a medley of vibrant abstract representative nature paintings. Until Saturday, July 2, Joanne Guthrie also offers an exhibit of two-dimensional wire on canvas artworks called Underneath It All in the Corridor Gallery. Until Saturday, July 2, 25 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue 780-460-5990 and Vesa-Art.com Art Gallery of St. Albert Conaway Imu, She Takes Care of Them, is the incoming exhibit by Cree and Métis artist Michelle Sound. Her work is based on her family history from the Wapsesipi Swan River First Nation on Canada's west coast, the unceded and ancestral home territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. She has two bodies of work to show. Chapin Snares Rabbits, consisting of 14 rabbit fur drums, will be on display on the stairs, while the photographic series called Ni Mama Hates Fish by Worked in the Cannery will be on display in the vault. Until Saturday, August 6. And All of Everything is a collaborative art piece by visual artist Brad Nessick and composer Gary James Joynes. A reception and artist talk is set for Thursday, July 21 from 6 to 8 p.m. An in-person tour with curator Emily Baker is set at noon on Thursday, July 21. A virtual tour with curator Emily Baker will take place at noon on Wednesday, June 29. Registration for all events is free. Visit artgallery.stalbert.ca/exhibitions-events/exhibitions/and-all-of-everything. The gallery will be open during the next ArtWalk event on Thursday, July 7 from 6 to 8 p.m. as well. Until Saturday, August 13, 19 Perron Street, 780-460-4310. Art Gallery of Stalbert.ca Bookstore on Perron. St. Albert Painters Guild members Susan Burwald, Val Led, and Elaine Mulder will have works on display in Gallery 7 in the back of the bookstore. Until Saturday, July 2, 7 Perron Street, 780-458-3155, bookstore on Perron.com. La Crema Cafe. The coffee shop walls will feature the art of Brian Doran. Until Saturday, July 2, 44 Street Thomas Street, 780-458-8225. St. Albert Public Library. Tashina Makokas will have paintings on display in the library for June. Until Saturday, July 5, 5 St. Anne Street, in St. Albert Place. 780-459-1530. SAPL.ca. St. Albert Seniors Association. The St. Albert Photography Club has a rotating selection of artistic photographs on display in the foyer area of Red Willow Place. 7 Taché Street. StalbertPhotoClub.com. Events. ArtWalk is returning for another summer of the city's newest and best visual art, with different artists each month. The event takes place inside and outside on the first Thursdays of each month. The next events are July 7, August 4, and September 1. Locations include the St. Albert Public Library, Wares in St. Albert Place, the Musée Heritage Museum, Art Gallery of St. Albert, Vesa, Visual Arts Studio Association, the Bookstore on Perron, La Crema Café, and the Big Lake Artist Studio. Supporting venues include Confections Cake Co., Divine and Free Wellness and Medical Spa, Inspired Home Interiors, Turkish Coffee House, and XO and Main Boutique. ArtWalks. Talbert.com. The Works Art and Design Festival is a 10-day celebration of visual art and design, with variety performers, shenanigans, music, food, and fun, in Edmonton's downtown core. It attracts artists, designers, and patrons from around the world, and boosts the city's vibrancy and imagination at the start of each summer through exhibits, large-scale installations, multidisciplinary performances, demonstrations, and workshops. The Works is North America's largest free outdoor festival dedicated to visual art, and offers a time and place for anyone to experience, discover, and explore creativity through art and design. From July 8 to 17. www.theworks.ab.ca. The 2022 White Avenue Art Walk returns to the streets of Old Strathcona from July 8 to 10, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Registrations are still open. It is a non-juried art show and sale that attracts professional artists, amateurs, and students, and art lovers, and art buyers who can view the smorgasbord of creations rain or shine and then purchase directly from their creators. art-walk.ca.